Gather the roses of today. Gather the roses of today. That's a wonderful thing to do, to gather the roses of today. If I can train myself to go around looking for the lovely roses that fill my garden, that fill my life, that fill my world, I'll find them. They may be in somebody else's garden. The roses may be in somebody else's vase. The roses may be in someone else's window. But I find them. I find them everywhere. To gather the roses means to gather the joy of life. To gather the peace, the wisdom, the magnificence of life. Everywhere I go, I meet people. We all do. And as we meet people, we see them in various aspects of life. We see them having their happy times. We see them having their sad times. We see them having all of the experiences that make life exciting and worthwhile. And as we see them, we think to ourselves, wow, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that nice to see the way that child looked up at his parent's face and said, Daddy, what should we do now? What should we do now? Let's play. And Daddy says, fine, let's play. And so they go out and play. When a little dog comes strolling along the street and he wants to be petted, he wants to be loved, because that's what they really want. All the time they want that. And you reach down and pet the dog. You're gathering in the roses everywhere. The roses are happy times. The roses are good, exciting experiences that go on in our life. The roses are the wonderful things we do. The roses are the things that make our life really worthwhile and good. Now, we can go around gathering other than roses. We can go around gathering the problems. We can go around looking at people's worries and people's concerns and people's unhappiness. We can go around looking at all of the things in the world that make the world uptight. Or we can go around looking at all the things in the roses, all the things in the world that are roses, lovely, beautiful, glorious experiences that make life really worthwhile living. But it's our choice. It's our choice. We can go around looking for sad things, and we'll find them. We look for happy things, we'll find them. You can have either one. It doesn't really matter. It's up to you what you want out of life. It's up to you what excites you. It's up to you what things entice you to think about them. Do you want to think about the sad things in life? You know that something is going on that's not happy. Okay, it has your attention. You know that something is going on that is not making you happy and does not make you feel good. And you think about it. And you think, golly, that is really not good at all. That's not a happy thing at all. And so then you say to yourself, all right, well, why am I thinking about it? Why am I thinking about it? You're walking down the street and you look at a field. And the field had one time been a very nice forest. But a fire came along and burned the forest down, and now it's just a field and a few stumps here and there. And you think to yourself, gee, that's ugly. That's not a pleasant thing. Oh, that fire must have been terrible. Oh, and you think about all the unhappy experiences there. Then you begin to say, hey, I'm going to gather the roses of today. I'm going to look at that field today and see what's going on there. So I walk over to the field to be closer to it. And I see this large area. And I see the burned stumps. And then I see from the base of the burned stump, little plants are growing up. I see from all around in the field that little seeds are bursting open. And I see beautiful flowers here and there, just beginning to bud, just beginning to come up. I can find the beauty there if I want. It's there. Nature has a way of sort of repairing itself, of returning to its original purity and integrity, of doing that which makes it happy. Nature has a way of doing that. And that way is my way. That way is my life. That way is everything that I do. I gather the roses of today. And I'll see that field filled with lovely flowers. I hear a story, the weather has gone down over the desert. And so I say, whoa, I know what's going to happen. And so I drive down to the desert. I stay out of the gullies because I know flash floods happen and things like that. But I'm even on the highway, and I'm looking out over the desert, and I stop, and I pull over. And as I look out over the desert, the sky is opened up and the rain drops down. And I sit there quietly and patiently because I'm gathering the roses of today. And as I do that, then the sun comes out. It never rains long, but the sun comes out. And as the sun comes out, all of the ground is blessed with the sunlight. Now it's already been blessed with the rain. And the rain has said to all the plants in the desert, wake up, wake up. It's our desert wake-up time. It's our few times during the year when we blossom out and sing forth with all the flowers that are here. And lo and behold, all the flowers that have their seeds in the desert, that are there sort of unbeknownst to the world, are ready to spring forth, shine forth, jump forth, and be wonderful. And up they come. And up they come here and there, just while I'm watching them, while I'm sitting there in my car watching them. The rain is hardly drying off my car. But all across the desert, the little seeds that have been waiting for this rain, for this rain to come along and say, wake up, come on, gather the roses of today, wake up, start to live, start to be sparkly. And lo and behold, a glorious blanket of flowers festoons this desert that only a short time before lay dormant. But they were there all the time. They were just waiting for circumstances to bring them forth. Now, we can't make it rain. We can't do these things, but we know when the rain comes, and so we place ourselves so that we can see the desert come alive after a lovely rain. We see the world come alive after happy thoughts are given to the world. We see people come alive and be nice to one another after we have thought beautiful thoughts about them. Oh, they had unhappy thoughts about themselves for a while, and unhappy situations were going on in their life for a while. And then, lo and behold, they changed their thinking about themselves. They began to look for the roses, and they gathered them in. They gathered in the roses of today because they've always been there. They're dormant. The happiness of life is dormant, perhaps, just waiting for us to call it forth. The peace of life, the joy of life, the goodness of life is just waiting for us to call it forth. When we gather the roses of today, we don't always know what those roses are going to be, but we do know that they're going to be glorious, wonderful roses, glorious, wonderful expressions of beauty and goodness. And so, I'm always ready, every moment of my life, to gather the roses of today, unbeknownst to me what they may be, but I'm ready. And as I'm ready to gather them in, they come in. They come in and sparkle my life and illumine my way and make me feel happy all throughout the day. That's the way life works, isn't it? So Let's gather the roses of today and live a happy, fulfilled life. Even though the illusion might say it's not there, we know that those roses are there waiting to burst forth in our life when we choose to plant them first in our heart, and then they come forth in our world. Have a happy day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.